It has been mostly sunny and nearly 90 degrees on Great Abaco Island in the Bahamas today. The catastrophic wind and rain of Hurricane Dorian have moved on to the Carolinas, and it is hard to find words to describe the devastation left behind. One Abaco resident told the Miami Herald that when he emerged after the storm, all the churches were gone. The death toll currently stands at 20. That is expected to rise. Thousands of people are homeless, and children need a place to go to school. Those children were on the mind of Hubert Menes. He is Prime Minister of the Bahamas when I reached him today in Nassau.
There'll be hundreds of children who would have been displaced in terms of their education, as no school opens on Monday. And therefore, that would be a challenge to us. So we would have an emergency cabinet meeting to make a determination transferring many of the children here to complete their education.
When you say transferring the children, you mean bringing them to Nassau and other cities that were not hit?
That's right. Bringing them especially to Nassau, where they can temporarily stay with other families so that their education is not broken, because it's essential that we get these kids back into school as quickly as possible.
And then in terms of the physical destruction, we have been watching pictures come in that are heartbreaking of buildings washed away, docks washed away, the airports underwater. I interviewed Vice Admiral Scott Bushman of the U.S. Coast Guard yesterday. He had just taken that aerial tour with you of some of those very hard-hit areas. He characterized the destruction he saw in your country as the most significant he has seen in his 35 years of service. Would you just paint me a picture of what you saw and what that was like to fly over?
Well, just think of a city that's well-developed, proper health facilities, proper school, road network, water, well-developed downtown, all the different infrastructure. Think of that existing today, and then tomorrow, it's completely flattened. Completely flattened. Mounds of rubble, some concrete, some wood, wooden docks especially, completely destroyed. Boats are on the land. It's mind-boggling. It's something you've never seen before.
I saw you've described the damage as generational, meaning what, that it will take decades to rebuild?
Yes, it will take a long time to rebuild, but be assured that we're a resilient nation, and we would build our country back even stronger. We've experienced hurricanes before. The islands have been partially destroyed, and we've rebuilt. But we've not experienced any to this degree, and that's why we welcome the external, the international help that came in so quickly to assist us.
Yeah. What else do you need?
Our challenge right now, we're searching now accommodation, be it tents, be it trailers, etc., because we cannot keep individuals outside of proper accommodation for a long length of time. In addition to the storm, one has to take into consideration the psychological impact. And you're talking about thousands and thousands of individuals, an entire island that could be psychologically impacted. So one has to deal with that quickly and as aggressively as possible.
You've been giving press conferences and addressing the nation throughout these last few days on the crisis. How hard has that been when the news has been so grim?
It's difficult, but that's my job. And it was even more difficult when I myself would have experienced a death in my family. Just 2 days ago, my brother would have died. But in spite of that, I know I had a responsibility to deal with the nation.
I'm so sorry. Am I hearing you correctly that your brother died 2 days ago?
Yeah, just 2 days ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
He had some chronic obstructive airway disorder. But we have a very close-knit family, so the family is dealing with that while I continue to carry on with rebuilding the nation. Mm-hmm. Most importantly is having the support structure around you. Not only my team at the office, but I have the cabinet. We all have one common goal, and that's to rebuild the country.
We've been speaking with Hubert Menes. He is Prime Minister of the Bahamas. Mr. Prime Minister, I'm so sorry for the loss of your brother and for the troubles of your country right now, and we're very grateful for your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.